This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد ولا نعمك العظيمة وعلائك الجسيمة ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor and pleasure for me to welcome you once again to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a very, very beautiful hadith. The title is Be Like a Honeybee. It's an order for me, advice for me and for you, every Muslim. How to function in life. What kind of a legacy you and I want to leave, should live. Be like a honeybee. I will read that this beautiful hadith in Arabic, translate it, and then explain the beautiful meanings and the lessons that the Prophet wants to impart to us, inshallah. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ مَثَلَ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ النَّحْلَةِ أَكَلَتِ الطَّيِّبَةِ وَوَضَعَتِ الطَّيِّبَةِ وَوَقَعَتْ فَلَمْ تَكْسِرْ وَلَمْ تُفْسِدْ. Al-Rawi Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, al-Masdar al-Imam Ahmad, Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, and other sources. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, this companion, we have discussed something briefly about him before. He said, the Messenger of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by him who has the soul of Muhammad in his hands, most certainly or indeed the example of a believer is like that of a honeybee. See how it eats only that which is pure, produces only that which is pure, and lands or alights on branches, and yet it neither breaks the branch nor wrecks them. There is another report from Caliph Umar. This is one of the new rare reports, as Khalifa Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was busy with affairs of running, governing. But he narrated a few traditions, and this is one of them. Again, the same concept. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah say, a believer is like a honeybee. You benefit from keeping his company. You mean, because a believer is like a honeybee, by sitting with a believer, you benefit yourself. And you benefit from consulting him, seeking his advice. And you also benefit by sitting with him, simply sitting with him, you will benefit. And all of the things about a believer are purely beneficial. And it is the same with a honeybee. All of its actions are purely beneficial. It doesn't wreck or destroy anything. The Quran, the Holy Quran, has a chapter entitled An-Nahl, or the bee. That here is the verse from that surah. وَوْهَا رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ ثُمَّ كُلِي مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَسْلُكِي سُبِلَ رَبِّكُ ذُلُلًا يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُورِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِي شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And your Lord inspired the bee, set up hives in the mountains and in the trees, and in what they construct. Then eat of all the fruits and go along the pathways of your Lord with precision. From their bellies emerges a fluid of diverse colors, containing healing for the people, Surely in this is a sign for people who reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us in the Quran, we ought to open our heart and mind when we read the Quran. And you know, throughout every page in the Quran, you will see Allah ordering us to reflect on His creation. From the tiny insects to gigantic galaxies, the cosmos is immense. It's vast. The order to read came before the order to worship. Iqra, in the first verse, Bismillahir Rahman, Iqra Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq. But to read what? Object is not mentioned. Scholars say it is a direct order for us to read the book of nature and the book of revelation. In other words, we ought to read the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, signs of nature, even as we read the signs of the Quran. Both are used as terms, ayatun. There are ayat in the creation and the ayat in the revelation, the scripture. Hence, the above verses conclude, indeed, in it there are signs for people who reflect. There are many lessons for us to learn from honeybees. The science continues to unravel the mysteries of this humble creature of God, Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compares the believer to a honeybee. By doing so, he wants to highlight the true role and function of a believer in the world, how he should interact with the creation, with nature, with the environment, with human beings. The believer should act in such a way that his mere presence should be a source of benefit for the world. That is the case with the honeybee. Before proceeding, let us mention a few facts about the honeybee. Number one, they are diligent, hardworking, and we heard the phrase, busy as a bee. It never sits idle. To produce 1 pound of honey, the worker bees in a single hive collectively fly 55,000 miles and gather a nectar from about 2 million flowers. That is 1 pound of honey we harvest. Look at the hard work behind that. Did we think about these humble creatures as we are tasting that sweet honey? Did we thank them? Did we thank the Creator? And they accomplished their task through excellent team spirit. It's another lesson to learn. They are hardworking, each one performing a specific role because they divide the labor among themselves. The team spirit displayed by the honeybee is the queen bee is responsible for laying eggs. The drones are tasked with mating, whereas the worker bees are the hustlers, responsible for pollinating the flowers, keeping the hive safe, and taking care of the queen, among other things. Every bee knows its role and performs it effectively and judiciously. Honeybees are also super important pollinators for flowers, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, two-thirds of all the crops in the world are pollinated, they say, according to one statistic, by honeybee. This means that they help other plants grow. For example, each year in the United States alone, bees pollinate about 95 crops worth an estimated $10 billion. Another feature, communicate. One of the reasons the bees are so efficient at their tasks is because they are really good at communicating. Bees usually have different ways to pass around information. We cannot go into details. Effective communication and collaboration are a must. Setting clear roles and responsibilities. The Prophet singles out three traits of honeybees. Number one, It consumes only the best sweet nectar of the flowers and fruits, produces honey, which is sweet, healing, and precious. It lands or alights on branches gently sucking the nectar, and it flies, or doing it helps pollinate crops. And it, while flying off, it leaves the branches intact. It doesn't cause any destruction. So the lessons we learn from this beautiful hadith is, we are to reflect on the creation of Allah and learn from them. The Quran reminds us to learn how taught the son, children of Adam, son of Adam, to learn from crow, how to bury his brother. We learn from every single teacher, Ankabut, spider, lessons from an elephant and the camel. Quran is full of these reminders for us. As for honeybee, although tiny, it can teach us lessons, efficiency, team spirit, value of hard work, benefiting others, and staying away from upsetting the balance in nature. This beautiful hadith also stresses the critical nature of lawful source of living. The Prophet said, "Akalat tayyiba." It eats only that which is pure. And when, you know, it's only by earning a lawful source of living that we can gain blessings, and then only we can produce beneficial work. So it's not simply eating halal meat, it's making sure that every penny that we earn is earned through lawful means, ethical means, means that are approved. No, avoid shunning cheating, theft, and lying, and whatnot. Each one of us must focus on fulfilling our role like a honeybee. We ought to realize the value of team spirit to succeed. Today, unfortunately, Muslims lack this. Working like a team, each one, you know, not overstepping on the tops of the other, each one focusing on producing, working diligently to produce the best result. Team spirit is not possible without proper and efficient communication. These are some of the lessons that we can learn from this humble creature of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to act like a honeybee, leaving behind a legacy that can be cherished. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.